AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Programming brought to you by EatLocalMinnesota.com, Restaurant of the Week, Seward Co-op, Creamery and Cafe over on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. Fantastic food. They are open tonight until 9. They're open tomorrow until 9. Just they've got the happy hour going from 3 until 5. They've got a great food. They try to be sustainable. They have, you know, great community relationships, and they got great relationships with their suppliers, too. Plus Sunny's Ice Cream, so it's delicious. Stop on by. 2601 East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. Seward Co-op, Creamery Cafe, the EatLocalMinnesota.com Restaurant of the Week. Democrat of the Day. We go to 57A. Robert Bierman is joining us. He is currently running for the seat that Erin May Quaid has been sitting in for the last few years, and he's kind enough to join us today to talk about his campaign. Robert, thank you very much for the time.
Well, thanks for having me, Matt. Appreciate it very much.
My pleasure. First of all, why don't we start off, who exactly is Robert Bierman?
Robert Bierman, new candidate for the House of Representatives, a fresh voice for the state capitol. Small business owner, lived in Apple Valley for 23 years. Big supporter of Erin May Quaid, and want to make sure that we can keep this seat blue.
Your district, I've actually spent a lot of time this summer in your district because my son played Legion ball. And so we were playing down in Apple Valley a lot this year. It's, as you talk about, you've been there a long time. When I was born at Fairview Southdale in 68, my mom lived in Apple Valley at the time. It's a neighborhood, it's a community that's been there for a while, but my goodness, the growth and development in your district is off the charts.
It is off the charts. Well, we've had an excellent mayor here who has worked very hard to bring a lot of businesses into town and affordable housing, as well as just a lot of good economic growth in the city. She's done a great job. And the city has boomed the whole time I've lived there. It's been a wonderful place to raise my kids, great schools, great community. And we're very happy that my kids are grown and out of school now, but we're planning to stay. And we love living in Apple Valley. It's a wonderful community, and we want to make sure that everything stays well there, especially the education and environment, and keep it growing.
Well, and for most people out there, if you're wondering, Minnesota Zoo is in your district. So, I mean, for
Minnesota Zoo, absolutely a huge attraction.
So, I mean, for a lot of people, they're in your district quite a bit, and it is a great location, especially, you know, almost due south of both the cities, which is, you know, you really do have the best when you look at those locations. That is one of the nice elements of it, is that you can get around everywhere.
It is, and there's some wonderful green spaces right around our home, and yeah, it's a great place to live, work, and play, as they say. So it's a wonderful location, really happy there, and just want to be a part of the community and help it prosper and grow as we move into the future, and, you know, make sure that we have things we need in Apple Valley to connect us to the metro, you know, a better transportation, another line there, and just keep things moving forward in a positive way for everybody, and have access to all the opportunities in Apple Valley for all of our citizens.
Erin May Quaid, I think, I mean, it wasn't a surprise. I mean, Erin Murphy was, I think, very smart to bring her on the ticket. And she made the decision to run for lieutenant governor, that opened up that seat. What made you say, you know what, now this is the time. I'm going to make a run for it.
Well, I've always thought about it in the past, and this was rather sudden. You know, I was planning a house party for Erin May Quaid the following week, and it turned into a house party for me as she supported me in my run and said, you should do this, Robert. And I just have always had a public service desire to go and help make government better, more truthful and transparent. And some of the things that pushed me over the edge this year certainly were some of the results of how the state capitol ran and what they accomplished last year. So things like environmental issues that came up, and I just thought that there were a lot of threats to our environment and what's coming down the pike that way, and also in education. I think we need to fully support our schools and our teachers especially, and I didn't see that happening, and I want to be a voice for that. But the biggest reason, maybe in my small business, it's the health care dilemma we have in this country. We need to make some major changes, and I think Minnesota is poised to do that on the state level. Since we can't seem to get it done on the national level, there's options there that I think look good, that we can begin to address that problem, because as a small business owner with, you know, a dozen employees and trying to cover my employees and their families, it's just harder and harder to get the coverage they need. Prices go up, coverage goes down, and we have a broken healthcare system, and we need to do a lot of work on it.
Well, and let's be very clear here. If with the current Republican leadership in the Minnesota House, it is not going to happen. I mean, that is a standard for them. That's a tentpole. You know, healthcare for all is not an option as far as they're concerned. It should be bankruptcy or death for anyone if, for God's sake, they got seriously ill. And so if we're really going to get health care and fix this problem, this is something that's going to definitely take a change in leadership.
You are absolutely correct. A change in leadership, that's why we need to do this here in Apple Valley. We need to keep this seat blue. We need to flip the house. And then we can begin the conversation of what is really going to be advantageous to everybody. This is the issue. As I walk around the community, it's by far the number one issue that every family and individual is struggling with out in the community. And so it's time. We need to get this done and bring some relief to people, and that's what they want, and that's what I hope I can participate in helping us achieve.
You, as you talk about your district, I mean, 57A is a district that has been... It was for a long time, it was relatively red. It has changed. I mean, and whether that's just the you know, watching what the Republicans are doing and people getting sick of that, or, you know, you have, like you were talking about, it's a growing, diverse community. You know, it's a seat that, you know, I think Aramae Quade proved that, no, you can win. The Democrats can go into these suburbs, which at one point were persona non grata, and they can win now. Apple Valley has made that turn now, and this is starting to look more and more like safe blue territory, correct?
Well, I don't take anything for granted, and I will not call it a safe territory. I will work every day till election, 7 days a week, going to the doors, talking to people face-to-face to make the wave happen. I think that's the outlook we have to happen. We start this weekend with Tim Walz coming to town on Saturday.
Nice.
Well, I start actually in about 15, 20 minutes. I'll be out on the doors tonight. I will be out there again after Tim Walz comes and kicks off the early voting tomorrow at 10 a.m. We'll be continuing all afternoon tomorrow. We'll be out Sunday. We have to make our own wave, and I truly believe that it's one door at a time, one conversation at a time, and talk to people about the things that unite us, and make sure they understand the issues out there, and they vote for the change they want to see.
I don't care if it's metro, I don't care if it's rural, I don't care if it's suburban. You just nailed it. Door knocking is the key, and I have talked to Democrats across the state. And in every district, there I've never seen door knocking like the Democrats are doing right now, and I think it's making a difference.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, you can feel it, and I certainly feel it, and I think that it's not only, you know, talking to people that you have some common ground before you even, you know, knock, but it's also about those doors where, you know, people see things differently. But if you can have a conversation and talk about what unites us and things that we have in common, that's what government is about, state government, representative government. Let's find what unites us, talk about improving it, and get to work.
One last thing, and I want to go back to something you mentioned a little bit earlier. As we talked about the incredible growth there, you're a district which, when the Republicans in this last bill offered $0 for Metro Transit, for, you know, and we, you know, we all like good roads. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a comprehensive transportation package where there is road construction and expansion. That's part of it. But you need to have mass transportation, bike trails, sidewalks. It's all part of it. And the fact that as your community grows, and we need to look at not only Cedar Avenue and, you know, 35E, which your district abuts up against, but as well this like 150th and 160th. I mean, these are big streets now that, you know, that we need to kind of stay on top of. As this growth happens, you know, you need to have that those funds being distributed out of St. Paul for where the population is.
That's very true. You need to have all methods and modes of transportation, and bike paths are extremely important. My wife and I are both avid bikers and runners, and we need to have all those modes for transportation because, you know, a lot of younger people that are in town, they ride bikes a lot, and you need to have that. I mean, I come up to Minneapolis, and I see the nice bike paths you can watch ride from one side of the city to the other. My son was at the University of Minnesota, and he worked downtown Minneapolis, lived over by the U, and he commuted by bike. It was faster, cheaper, easier, and more healthy. And that's the way the world's moving, and we need to keep up with it.
I live in Hopkins. You can take a bike into Minneapolis. You can bike to St. Paul. You can go to the Mall of America on a bike. You can go north. You can go all west. I mean, it's a wonderful addition to have there. And I think that it's kind of one of those things where when you only have a discussion about transportation where it's pave more roads, you're not actually solving the problem. You're only basically, you know, addressing one small issue, or if that's the toll lanes, the you know, pay for access roads that the Republicans like. The reality is, if you don't have a comprehensive plan, your communities are going to suffer.
You're absolutely right. I mean, that's a part of where society's going. You have to have all methods and modes, but you also need to have a transportation bill that's just dealing with transportation and work it out, and not pile on all these other issues and items, trying to create omnibus bills at the end of the session that are 900 pages long and legislators can't read them in 2 hours. Mm-hmm. That doesn't work either, and that's one of the other things that I hope we can make some inroads in, is making government work like it should under the Minnesota Constitution, where we can use and discuss one bill at a time, pass it on up and down merit, and govern like we should.
Heaven forbid that might be something good to put in the Constitution. Oh, that's right. It already is in there. The Republicans just ignored this.
There you go.
They just ignored this state yes, Constitution. I want to encourage everyone out there, help your local Democrat by all means, but we need to hold 57A for Aaron May Quaid, who has been a great representative, but for Robert as well. We need this district. And if I can make a pitch, as a guy that's been down there a lot this summer, it's cute. Go on down, do some door knocking, and look around. It might be an option for you to move into the district. And then if that's the case, you would definitely want to have Robert Bierman to be the representative down there. I'm sure you have plenty of door knocking opportunities for volunteers, correct?
I do. I have plenty of door knocking volunteers. And they can go to my website and find those opportunities anytime. They can also go to the website. It's electrobertbierman.com, and you can volunteer to show up and love to meet you and get your help. And if you can't do that and want to chip in a donation, that would be wonderful as well.
And it's not that far out either. It's right on the south side. And go to the zoo. Spend half the day at the zoo. Go help Robert. The website.
There you go.
ElectRobertBierman.com. It's Elect Robert, and then Bierman is BierMan. I will link all this to the social media sites a little bit later on. Robert, thank you very much. I really appreciate
thank
your time.
You.
Thanks for being Democrat of the Day, and all my best down in 57A.
I appreciate very much, man. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Robert Bierman, 57A, is Democrat of the Day.